Johnny Jolly, it's great to have him back. Johnny was on a limited practice plan, just being smart to make sure we have a good grasp on where he is in his conditioning. So it's great to have him back. I really don't have an evaluation for you. Johnny Jolly's situation was clearly going through the process. I mean, there was a program that he was involved in, and then obviously the legal process, and it just takes time. So he flew into town, my understanding, Sunday, and was here yesterday for the physicals.
What expectations do you have of him, Mike? What have you told him that you expect him to do?
You know, the biggest thing for Johnny Jolly is just to be one of the 90, and that's really the way I want to go about it. Our locker room is ready to embrace him and make sure he has the support that he needs to, not football-wise. The football part of it I'm not really worried about. I just want to make sure that, he gets into a routine. Regularity is important to everybody, especially a professional athlete. So we just want to get him back into the regularity, the rhythm and the everyday procedures and, get back on the horse and start riding again. So, but once again, he's a football player competing for a job at the end of the day, and we just want to get him on that path.
Any hesitation in giving him this chance?
Not at all, none whatsoever.
How hard is that, Mike, to come back from having 3 years off? Just your
Well, Lance, I think we're going to find out. I mean, if an individual can do it, I believe Johnny Jolly is that man. He has the toughness, the drive, the passion. You can see, I don't know offhand how many players that are in our locker room that were teammates of Johnny. So he's definitely someone that you can do it. But this is more of a question about life and second chances. We feel that he's gone through the necessary rehabilitation and training to get to this spot, and I'm excited to give him this opportunity.
Having said that, have you spent a lot of time talking to him? I mean, it's been 3 years, there have been struggles. How much did you want to talk?
Johnny was in town probably about a month back. Had a long, had a very, very long visit when first Ted Thompson met with Johnny, then I sat down with him, and then we went from there. So, but as far as today and so forth, I really just want Johnny to get back into the routine. What needed to be said has been said, and it's really time to get back to work.
How have his teammates welcomed him back?
That's really a question for them. I didn't see anything. I don't hang out in the locker room. You're in the locker room more than I am, so that's probably a good question for the locker room.
Mike, what did you see from Shields today, and how do you view that position? I know Joe has talked about that it's an open competition to start.
It's great to have Sam back. He's on a similar plan, just as far as the limited reps and just to see where he is conditioning. So, it's a very, very competitive position. Our cornerbacks, along with a lot of other positions, but it's this is about installation, getting the scheme in, extra time on the fundamentals. This is the learning part of year that's so important for the development of each and every player, and Sam's definitely one of those. So we have time for the competition and everything to sort itself out in training camp.
Mike, how important is it to get Sam here? I know you mentioned before you wanted to have him here, but how important was it to get him in for mini camps this week?
Well, it's very important. Anytime the team's together, it's an opportunity for not only the individual to grow, but for each unit, each group, each position, and ultimately the team. So, you want your players here. There's a lot of time that's put into preparing these practices, preparing the lesson plans and the meeting plans for the players. And so, it's a great opportunity.
Mike, what's your thought process, you and Sean, with the kicking competition and how you're going to go about that?
Oh, it's good to kick today. They kicked very well today. So we're going to probably just stay, the plan we had today as far as balance it out and let those guys, get used to the protection and so forth. Obviously, you know, Tim and Mason and Brett, you know, have the history there. So, but we'll stay on the same plane we showed today.
Is it tough for Tim, do you think, to go from holding for a left-foot kicker to a right-foot kicker? Is that kind of a unique situation?
Oh, absolutely. And Tim will get quicker with it. And I mean, it's something that, you know, it's not the first time it's ever happened. But yeah, it's, you know, it's all part of training, and those guys, that group is very diligent. So I don't think it'll be an issue at all.
Mike, you talked a lot about, you know, teaching the guys kind of how to practice. Have you seen an improvement in that from the first OTA to now?
Yeah, yes, I have. I mean, you don't, like today, you don't see the grabbing of the jerseys and, you know, the overzealous, you know, young players, particularly the rookies. You know, frankly, some of it is, you know, missed assignments. You know, missed assignments to me at this time of year create the, you know, the situations you don't want, where players are, you know, running into each other and on the ground and so forth. So it's improved every week.
Mike, now that you've seen your reshuffled line some, what are your thoughts on it?
Really, the offensive line, you know, you're going to have to probably ask me that question again in training camp, but, you know, it's the footwork, you know, Josh and Brian and even, you know, the other side. You know, TJ's, you know, he's played every position, so it's not as big as an adjustment for him. Marshall in his younger days has played more right sides. So, but I have all the confidence in the world, and Josh and Brian will get their footwork done, and this is the time to do it, so. But it looks pretty good to me.
Mike, how does JaMychal look to you this offseason?
I think JaMychal looks excellent. He's put you know, weight back on. He's back where I like to see him, the playing weight that he's playing with, and he's stronger. He's playing with more confidence. I thought he was excellent in the 2-minute drill today. So I really like the offseason that JaMychal's put together so far.
Mike, I've got four practices next week, but at this point, are you kind of thinking that you'll just wait on Dewan Harris and maybe Desmond until training camp starts?
Don't have the answer for you. You know, and really for the injuries, it's, you know, guys are progressing. And that's kind of where we are.